is Robin Gunn coming in here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all day long stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal, that 30-year magazine that has been in print for the 50-plus, their adult children, and we love bringing you experts. Can I say that three times twice? Experts in their field, and that's who we have in the studio today. We have Balmore Slow. I said that correctly, so that's exciting. Well, we like to say we love to bring you stories here in our studio that will edify your life. And so this is going to be a resource. I encourage everyone to get pen and paper or have your phone ready, iPad, because we're going to feed you with a lot of information. And I can guarantee you I'm probably going to have these people back because they have so much information to share. This is on estate planning and probate, and some people may think, I don't need that. Well, we're going to tell you that you do in the show and why you do and why it's going to be to your benefit. But before we get into that, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the OSJ, which is the Oklahoma Senior Journal, our 30 years in production. And we have brought this to the public because we want to bring resources to this age group, because a lot of people know literally next to nothing about retirement and what you need as you age. And there are plenty of things here in Oklahoma that you can take advantage of, including who I'm going to be talking to today, Balmore Slow. Look at me, I'm getting some head shakes that are positive and a thumbs up. Okay, let me tell you where you can pick these up. If you'll go to okseniorjournal.com, that's okseniorjournal.com. All like it's one word. Go to the little menu in the corner, pull it down to distribution, and we have 650 locations. We distribute these in the 405 area code. We also were in the Oklahoman January 1. We were in 27,000 as an insert, so we got to go to rural Oklahoma as well, which I have gotten hundreds of emails on how grateful they were that they didn't have to come to the city to get this. But we're also online, and we have been for 18 years. So this entire magazine is online. Again, just go to okseniorjournal.com, and you will see a big button there that says current issue. Click on it, zoom in, zoom out, print things off. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal is here for you to bring you the resources you need as you age. I'll tell you about Brian Hill. How you doing, Brian?
I'm great, Robin. How are you?
Good. I'm glad you're here this morning.
I am too. This is exciting.
Hallelujah. So we got to meet an hour before and with some of your colleagues.
Co-workers, colleagues, professionals.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. And so we got to talk a lot about the estate planning and probate at Balmore Slow. PLLC. Tell me what PLLC stands for.
Professional Limited Liability Corporation.
That's good.
It's early in the morning.
It's
early in the morning.
It really is.
Right.
So your practice focuses on estate planning and probate, which I mentioned. Brian has provided guidance to clients in estate planning, probate, trust administration for more than 18 years. So, see, this is an expert, and you know I love my experts here in the studio as well on the pages of the Oklahoma Senior Journal. Brian is a frequent speaker for different organizations and served under the Oklahoma Estate Planning Council for 9 years.
Yeah.
It doesn't mention here where your educations were.
I grew up here in Oklahoma City and went to the University of Oklahoma for undergrad and the University of Tulsa for law school.
Okay, so you're a native.
Through and through.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Me too, but just started out native. And what high school did you go to?
I went to a small high school, Heritage Hall High School,
yeah,
in Oklahoma City.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. I have friends that have been there. We will be back. I will tell you our first question is going to be, why did you get into the practice of law? And more specifically, what drew you to estate planning? So that's what we'll start with when we come back from our commercial break. You're listening to Robin Gunn on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all day long, like I said, stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal, here on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 FM.
As the premier provider of in-home senior care, our mission is to ensure a better quality of life for our clients and their families by providing dependable and affordable care. You want the very best to help your loved ones, someone you can trust. At Senior Helpers, our caregivers are not just certified in Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinson's care, but they can also help with light therapeutic exercise, home safety and fall prevention, transportation assistance, medication management, and even the simple things like fresh meal prep and personal care and companionship. Of course, each has also passed a thorough background check. That is, senior care, only better. Senior Helpers is not just one of the best-known in-home care providers. We are also an industry leader in the field of Alzheimer's and dementia care.
Give Lori or Tamara a call at Senior Helpers right here in Oklahoma City at 405-608-4339.
Hi, this is Angel Myers. I'm the owner of The Event House, as seen on HGTV's House Hunters. Well, I would like to invite you to come to see my house, The Event House. If you're looking to host an event on a lakefront property, our Event House was designed to host all your events from birthday, graduation, retirement parties to corporate meetings, maybe even a girls' night out, or have your family reunion in the backyard by the lake or the pool. For more information about The Event House, either call or email me, 405-850-3025 or angelmyers67 at icloud.com. Hey, also come see my other house, The Angel House. It's an independent residential share home for 40-plus, 50-plus. We are now open. If you're looking to shed the burden of home ownership without giving up your comfortable way of life, it's waterfront, it's your own home, come see us. For more information, Angel Myers, 405-850-3025. You can email me at angelmyers67 at icloud.com. Once again, for more information about The Event House or The Angel House, please call me in Oklahoma City at 405-850-3025. You can email me also at angelmyers67 at icloud.com. I'm so looking forward to meeting you.
Villages OKC, a plan, not a place. Hi, I'm Paula Settle. As a Villages OKC member, Villages has offered me a life full of joy, connections, a community, and new friends. Villages promotes lifelong learning through our Senior Living Truth Series, Medicare 101, along with life planning through our four 90-minute sessions of The Gift. GIFT stands for Gathering Information for Transitions. The GIFT guides you through documenting 12 key areas to plan and collect details that are vital to prepare for unexpected challenges. Don't forget the socialization with coffees, day trips, and monthly restaurant adventures. Villages OKC serves metro area seniors. Call 405-990-6637. That's 405-990-6637 to start your membership today. Once again, it's a plan, not a place. Villages OKC.
Hey, Cheryl, what's happening? April the 14th.
Friday, April 14th, we have the Inform Senior Seminar. It will be at the OSU OKC campus, 900 North Portland Student Center, third floor. Look for the yellow signs that say Inform Senior Seminar. Look for a black and white unit with one of our police officers to guide you in. And we're so excited. It's free education and resources for seniors and those that care for them.
That's beautiful, Cheryl. Is there a phone number?
405-316-4336. 405-316-4336. So many people fall prey. They're sending money out, whether it's through a romance scam, through someone calling the telephone or email saying their grandkid been in jail.
Get as much knowledge out there.
Friday, April 14th. Mark that on your calendar from 8:30 to 12. It will be at 900 North Portland, the OSU OKC campus, Student Center, third floor. Look for the yellow signs that say Inform Senior Seminar. There's so much information, the expertise. 405-316-4336. 405-316-4336.
We'll see you there.
Are you looking for peace of mind with your estate plan? Ballmore Slow can help you ensure your assets you've worked so hard for transfer smoothly and quickly to your loved ones. It's never a good idea to leave your family scrambling to deal with your estate after your passing. Instead of leaving the unnecessary hassle to your family, be proactive in your approach. What happens to your house, your car, or your financial assets? It's important to know where your assets are going and when and how they are going to be divided. Without an estate plan in place, the state of Oklahoma remains responsible for where your assets end up. Ballmore Slow is a leading estate planning and probate law firm serving Oklahomans throughout the greater Oklahoma City area. Our estate planning team is here to serve you and empower you to make the best decision on how your assets will go to your loved ones. Call Ballmore Slow at 405-701-5355. Again, that's 405-701-5355. Or visit us at our website at bml.law. Again, that website is bml.law. Let us help you plan out your family's future. bml.law. We look forward to speaking with you at Ballmore Slow.
is Robin Gunn again, coming in on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. And Brian, you want me to put you on the spot? It's going to be a good time. What does OSJ stand for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Look at you. That's awesome. We didn't even practice that. Before we left, why did you get into the practice of law, Brian Hill? And more specifically, what drew you to estate planning? And how long have you been with Ball, Morse, and Lowe?
I've been with the firm for coming on a year now, and it's been a real exciting opportunity to grow a great firm. It's a large firm. We have a family law division, and we do a lot of oil and gas work and a lot of great courtroom work. But my challenge right now is to work in the estate planning group, and it's rewarding. I first got plugged in or interested in law because academics and the constant learning was just a big draw for me to get closer to facts and dig into the books. But as time goes on, I really realize that I want to help people. I want to understand what their personal situation is, their puzzle pieces in life are, and build a solution. A lot of times in the practice of law, people don't want to be there. They've been pushed in that situation, except for estate planning. It's so rewarding when you get to sit down and help people through a challenging time or prepare for something like that.
Right.
And each client's so unique, and I think that's the part I enjoy the most. We spend a lot of time educating clients, educating people, and any good estate planning attorney does, on what the next steps are, what they can expect, and what the pros and cons are. That's the time of the day that goes by the fastest for me, is connecting with people.
That's great. Did you happen to mention what the pros and cons are?
Yes. So we talk about the pros and cons of estate planning with our clients. Sometimes they don't want to do estate planning. Hmm. Sometimes they're reluctant to do it. Sometimes they think that they don't need to do it. So we can delicately and professionally walk them through, if you have an estate plan, why it's a good choice for them, and it's really a gift for their family.
Right.
If they don't have an estate plan, how it just leaves a lot of things up to chance. It puts it in the public sphere, in the court system, and it just really invites a lot of consternation. And to my other friends out there that are attorneys, I get to say this, that when you go through a probate process or go to the court process, attorneys get involved.
Right.
And at that point, attorneys just seem to win more so than the client. So we want to steer our clients away from that.
Away from that.
Yeah.
That's great. That's fantastic. So I have another question for you. Why do you think people have such maybe an adverse reaction to estate planning? And I know you just touched on a little of that, but there's much more.
Right. Robin, no one wants to talk about their death, right? It's an unfun subject, and we feel like it's never going to happen to us, and it's always someday I'll get to it. But in addition to that, people don't want to talk about what's going to happen to their things, or maybe guardianship of their minor children.
Mm-hmm.
Those are just things that we don't want to contemplate. We don't want to prepare for. We prepare for a lot of other things, car insurance, house insurance, retirement, but no one wants to plan for end of life. A lot of times people see it as an abstract or distant concept or something that they don't need right now. It's really challenging to have to undo or overcome some of those obstacles.
Right.
I would just say that some of the reluctance to estate planning is when they have bad information or just plain wrong information.
Okay.
And they think that it's a shortcut, or they can't afford it, or they don't need it because they don't have a big mansion or anything like that. So we spend a lot of time trying to educate people in that regard. A lot of times, Robin, people don't want to spend the money.
Right.
They try to take the cheap way out. The old saying of just trying to step over a dollar to pick up a penny.
Yeah.
That's what happens a lot here. And if they don't have an estate plan, they're going to end up in court. They end up paying a lot of attorney's fees. The saying, like, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Yes.
Estate planning is so true in that particular instance. A lot of time, and a lot of consternation.
So what do you say would make someone want to do an estate plan? What is the argument you hear? Well, I don't have enough. I don't have enough things. I don't have whatever.
Right. That's exactly right, Robin. We hear that all the time. Well, I don't have enough for this, or, oh, it was too simple, or, oh, I found another solution for it. What I tell people is the amount of your assets don't matter. If you have a house, if you have a car, if you have anything that you would like to pass on to people, if you want any say over who is taking care of your assets or who inherits your assets, then you need an estate plan.
Right.
If you plan on getting to an end-stage condition where you need a power of attorney, a medical power of attorney, you really need to create an estate plan. Because we're all, as science progresses, Robin, it's likely we're going to be incapacitated.
Right.
So we might hit that stage longer as we prepare. A lot of your listeners are preparing for retirement, preparing for that stage, and we have make sure we have the financial resources and the network around us. Well, this estate plan builds in the technical foundations for your listeners to be able to ensure their wishes are carried out.
Just something I'm curious about. When someone doesn't do this estate plan, what is the very first thing that happens to their loved ones concerning them not really having anything but a will? Why do you have to have a will? Why do you have to have a trust?
Right. Great question. So a will is simply a document that has to go before the court to tell the court where you want your assets to go. And that key word in there is go before the court. Mm-hmm. Now, there are people that don't have a will. Mm-hmm. They still have to go before the court, and they still have to go through this process. Mm-hmm. The state of Oklahoma has an estate plan for everybody. If you want to change that plan, or if you want to change who gets your stuff, or change how they get it, or who's in charge of you at your end life, we need a power of attorney or medical power of attorney, that's what an estate plan is for. You can really set out your wishes and really customize that. A trust, and when you pass away, a trust is designed to avoid the entire court system. Okay. It's private, it's not in the public eye, it's a lot faster, and it's easier. And really, I feel like that's really the ultimate gift to give to your children and to your loved ones, is getting a trust in place. It makes their life so much easier. And really, Robin, my wife asked me one day, she goes, what do you do all day? I know you do estate plans, but, you know, I would get all these technical answers to her, and her eyes would glaze over. And I finally said, I really sell peace of mind. I want the clients to know that their loved ones are taken care of. They've worked hard for these assets. Your listeners have worked very hard for what they have. That's their legacy. It's not all of their legacy, but it's part of it. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure that they know they can sleep well at night, that their spouse and that their children and their loved ones are taken care of just the way they would want it.
Just how they wanted it. We have about three more minutes. If we don't get to cover this third question, we'll certainly pick it up in the other segment. What are some of the pitfalls people have had to deal with because they didn't do an estate plan? And I'm sure you have some interesting stories, and stories are one of our favorite things we like to have here on the air.
Oh, yeah. I love the stories. People tend to remember those.
Yes.
Some of these are funny, and we can laugh about them, but there's a few that are sad as well. One of my favorite ones is that we were wrapping up an estate, and everybody in the family kept talking about mom's diamond ring, and you got to get it appraised, and everybody was fighting over it and jockeying for who was going to get this diamond ring. And so we went into her jewelry box and pulled it out. We took it to a diamond jeweler, and the diamond jeweler pulls out his fancy little loop, and he looks down at it, and he says the most heart-sinking thing I could have ever heard. This is not a diamond. And so the whole family was arguing over what they thought was there. And so when we came back and told everybody that it really wasn't a diamond ring, it just kind of broke their heart and created a lot of challenges.
Kind of makes you aware of, what in the world was I doing? It wasn't even real.
That's right. We were fighting over something that wasn't there. I know another gentleman had some vintage cars, and I couldn't tell you what they were. But real quickly, he told us to divide his cars among three people. Well, I threatened to get a blowtorch out and cut all the cars into thirds. That's not really a good plan to divide these classic vintage cars three ways. Mm. A estate plan could help divide who would get what car, who would get the diamond ring, or who would get the value of those things. And another one that's really kind of challenging is in Oklahoma, there's a lot of farmland. There's a lot of minerals. And so people would say, I want the family farm to go to this person. Well, that's all they would say. And sometimes my favorite, Robin, is mom and dad would tell it to multiple people. And I have to tell them, I believe you, that mom told you both you could both have it. So we've seen it all.
Exactly. So I want to cover a little bit more of this because I know you have some other stories. So we'll do that. We are going to take another break to take care of some air real estate here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Well, that's right. Here on Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Robin Gunn back here, your hostess on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which, hey, Brian, what does OSJ stand for?
The Oklahoma Senior Journal, of course.
Well, you get it right every time. That's beautiful. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal, not only does the Oklahoma Senior Journal magazine, we do expos, and we also do this radio show. So we really are trying to cover, and we do social media as well as having this magazine online. We want to bring you the very best information, and I know that last year you all were at the Second Half Expo, which you spell out secondhalfexpo.com. If anyone wants to go look at that, it's on October the 21st this year at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum. Or if you're from my schooling, it was the Cowboy Hall of Fame.
That's right. That's how you know how old somebody is, how long they've been in Oklahoma.
That's exactly right. So this is Brian Hill, and he is with Ball Morse Lowe. And I have to stare over them to make sure I get it right. And so we're talking about estate planning, and he was giving us some examples of pitfalls that people fall into that do not have a will and a trust. And I have both, and it gave me such peace of mind. Brian mentioned that. And you aren't plaguing your family with a hardship. You're being able to exactly tell them what you want, what your wishes are.
That's right. And when you can be articulate and think through your wishes over a certain period of time and really articulate those and be specific in how you want your assets distributed and what you want your loved ones to do and how you want them to treat you is important. We talked about some funny stories earlier and some somewhat laughing matters, but the next two are really not that funny.
Right.
They're real. A gentleman did a transfer on death, and a lot of people do that where they go to the bank or the financial institution and they fill out a form and it says transfer this account to this person on death. And that sounds great. It sounds like it's a cheap, easy way to do it. You might see some articles talking about that. And it is, it can be effective, but it's not always great. Like, for example, a gentleman we had, he was very, very frugal. We'll leave it at that. And he did not want to spend the money on an estate plan. So he did a transfer on death for his business account. He had bought his partner out. He was a sole owner and then passed away. Well, guess who the transfer on death was? To his former business partner, who he hadn't seen in 15 years. And all of his family did not receive any of his assets. And a former business partner took a six-figure paycheck that day. All because the gentleman did not want to turn over every rock and jump through everything. So he really left his family in a lurch. He didn't mean to.
Right.
Everyone involved, including the institution, knew that probably wasn't the case, but that's what the decision he made, and they had to honor it.
Right.
And so it was just heartbreaking to work with that family that trying to take the cheap way out on that really backfired. It doesn't in all circumstances, but that time it did.
Okay.
But Robin,
there's another one.
Yeah, there's another one that really breaks my heart. It's what keeps me up at night.
Mm.
A widow was getting to that stage in life where she needed help, and she did not have a plan in place. She did not have a power of attorney or a medical power of attorney, and so her children all loved her. Problem was, the children didn't love each other. And so they all got involved.
Often the case.
I know. And you can just see it coming. They all did what they thought was best for mom. And so what they did was they took her in and out of nursing homes, in and out of rehab facilities. Mm. As one would move her to a new place and get her set up and get her moved in, the other one would advocate that they loved mom more, and they would move her to a new facility. Well, guess who loses in that whole circumstance?
The mom.
She got so tired and so ill through this process. It could have all been avoided if she would have sat down and been very clear who the power of attorney was and who had the authority and how they were to vote if they couldn't all get along. And as attorneys, estate planning attorneys do a good job of walking people through the what-if scenarios.
Okay.
And I know that's hard to think about. And as parents, we love most of our kids most of the time, right? and they're all perfect. And we want to envision them getting along, but sometimes they just don't.
Mm-hmm.
And so the best gift I can give myself, and even them, is clear-cut instructions. Watching our client go through this process, that she was moved around and nobody knew what was going on, then attorneys got involved, and it just, the family suffered, and then she suffered in the end. It did not go well for her.
Wow.
So I think that keeps me up at night.
Ah, I can totally see why. It's actually giving me chills. Not in a good way.
No, it's scary. It's scary.
What are some of the basics? What do you tell your best friend they need to do?
I tell them do something, do anything. The lack of a plan, the lack of action really leads to the consequences they just don't want. I tell them all the time, the state of Oklahoma has a plan for you, and they will divide your assets happily. If you don't like that plan, you should change it. Who's going to make decisions for you when you can't? Who becomes a guardian of your children? Who do you want, say, over your assets when you're getting elderly and you can't manage your assets? Who's going to do that for you? Who do you trust to have the check?
Right.
Right. That's a big thing. Who's going to make sure that I get the care I need, the physical therapy I need, the bed that I need, the in-home health care that I need? Who's going to do that? And the last thing I tell people to do is the reason why you need to do that is cost savings. Actually preparing in advance is a lot cheaper. You mentioned earlier part of what we do is probate. Part of my job is to help people navigate things when they didn't create a estate plan.
And that's where it gets really expensive.
That's where it gets expensive. And I see clients that I've talked to over the years and tried to convince them or convince their parents that they needed an estate plan, and their parents didn't go through this, and they're back in my office, and we're in the courtroom, and they're complaining about the price, they're complaining about how long it takes, they're complaining about the public nature of things, and I want to pull my hair out and jump up and down and say, well, I told you so. I don't do that. We want to help them through that, and we do. We do a great job of helping them through that process, but that really is
one
of those.
But that's not necessary.
It's not necessary.
Right.
And it's one of those things that just taking the time and effort up front to get that done is absolutely incredible. It's worth the time. We talked earlier about the difference between a probate and a trust. It would be very hard for me to tell a client just to draft a will. A will is a good thing. Mm-hmm. It really sets out your wishes, but it still has to go through the court process. It has to do that final transfer of ownership from your estate to the next person.
And that still involves attorneys.
That still involves attorneys. And we all know who wins when attorneys get involved, right?
Yeah.
Attorneys. That is really a hard thing at that point in time. So we want to be proactive in that and make those decisions in the light of day. A trust is great because it avoids the court process. It's very discreet. It has a clear plan for your assets and how they can be distributed. And it allows for some other complex planning. And I know you have some very sophisticated listeners, and we do a lot of complex planning for people, and there are a lot of great firms that do that. So estate plan, it's not just for people that have money. It's not just for people that have yachts and second homes and vacation homes. It's really a great gift.
Not like the Kardashians.
That's exactly right. Not like the Kardashians.
What would be your professional advice? When should somebody start looking at doing a trust?
Well, Robin,
a will and a trust.
I appreciate you asking. That's kind of like asking a barber if you need a haircut. I mean, the answer is always right now, and I can do a great job, so come on in.
Yeah.
You know, typically we see a lot of clients do that before a big event. Maybe it's before a surgery or a procedure, maybe before a vacation, when they have a change in life. Quite frankly, even when life seems mundane and doesn't seem like there's any action going on, think through that process of how is your family going to get through this. Someone should always have an end of life plan put together, an advance directive. Oklahoma has a form. It's pretty good form, but understanding what it means. I had one client who was filling out the advance directive, and that gets kind of hairy. She had to actually ask a doctor, what is it going to feel like when I go through these different stages, when we withhold nutrition, withhold hydration? Mm-hmm. What is this? How does the legal form connect with the physical reality that I'm going to feel?
Okay.
Well, that's something you want to do in advance.
Yeah.
You do not want to make that decision at that particular time. So
right.
I encourage anybody just to dig into that, do the research, and get a plan in place now. No better time than the present.
That's what I was going to say. And the cool thing about this, you can go in at any time and change things around.
Right.
As your life goes into maybe something different.
Exactly. While there are some estate plans that become irrevocable, most planning is a revocable trust. And yeah, certainly you can go in there and change them at any time. If one of your kids makes you angry or buys you tickets to the Thunder game, you might choose to change. I'm teasing. We don't want to do that. But you have some flexibility in how that works. And nothing is set in stone. Now, there are times when you can. But for the most part, what we want, what every good estate planning attorney wants to do, is provide options. We want our clients to have options as they go through this stage.
That's the whole point about this, babe, options. Okay, we're going to take another break. We still have more show here with Brian Hill from Ball Morse Law on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for, take it, Brian.
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Here on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Roxanne Parks, and I am currently delighted and honored to be serving the great state of Oklahoma as Miss Oklahoma Senior America 2022. And we and my team would like to invite you to come out and celebrate the Age of Elegance with senior women over 60 years old that will be performing in our upcoming Miss Oklahoma Senior America pageant. It will be held on Saturday, April 15th, 2023, at 1 p.m. at the new and the beautiful Mustang Performing Arts Center in Mustang, Oklahoma. We will enjoy and cheer on the contestants as they will be scored in four different categories: interview, talent, evening gown, and philosophy of life. What a sweet time to come out and support some Oklahoma seniors, as we know the future generation is always built upon the shoulders of her seniors. So come on out on Saturday, April 15th, 1 p.m. at the beautiful Mustang Performing Arts Center. We hope to see you there.
Are you a member of the 50-plus crowd looking for an opportunity to travel, learn, and make new friends? OLLI is your answer. The OSHA Lifelong Learning Institute is a program offered by OSU for folks who want to stay curious about life. Classes meet in Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Bartlesville, as well as online. OLLI offers a variety of exciting courses. Some of these offerings include genealogy, games, town hall, Oklahoma geography, acrylics, history of the American West, and so many more. You must be an OLLI member to enroll. Memberships run through July 1st to June 30th and include fall, spring, and summer sessions. Scholarships are available. Don't wait. Enrollment for the fall is now open. For more information, visit our website, olli.okstate.edu, or call 405-744-5868. Remember, learning never retires.
Well, hello there. This is Robin Gunn, the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal Magazine and on-air host with Freedom 96.9, coming to you every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're so proud to be able to bring you these programs, but there's something else we're very proud about. We added an app. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal now has an app you can put right on your smartphone. And let me tell you how to do that, because it's easy. All you need to do is pull up your phone exactly like you're going to send a text. And in that two line, where you would normally put someone's name or phone number, you put these numbers: 95577. That's 95577. And it'll automatically separate and put a dash in there, and that's okay. And then down in the message part of your text, type this, all like it's one word: 50PLUS. 50PLUS. 50 plus. Then hit the send button, and you'll automatically get a link that will allow you to download the Oklahoma Senior Journal right on your phone. Now, how great is that? You'll be able to listen to all these radio shows. We have a find your car, like if you park your car in a location, it'll put a pin in it, it'll walk you back to your car. All of the Oklahoma Senior Journal issues are on there, videos, and a myriad of other 15 options that are available on the app. So please download the Oklahoma Senior Journal app today.
Come join us for the 22nd annual UConn Senior Games in April. Registration for the games begins on February 1st with an opening luau kicking off this week-long event on Friday, April 14th. The UConn Senior Games is an opportunity for athletic and creative competition and so much more. We're talking about a chance to compete in an environment where new friendships and peer support guide the competitions. We offer events such as pickleball,
billiards,
archery,
golf,
basketball,
table tennis,
bowling,
track and field,
and so much more. We've had competitors that have taken their skills to the Olympics and competitors who've just learned a new sport by entering the event and trying. All participants are invited to an opening social to kick off the games with dinner, music, and good fun. Anyone 50 years of age or older as of December 31st, 2023 is encouraged to participate and be part of something really special. Plus, registration opens on February 1st through April 12th, and it's only $15 plus $5 per event. For more information, you can visit UConnOK.gov or call 405-350-8937. Once again, that's UConnOK.gov under the Parks and Recreation tab. We'll see you at the games.
This is Robin Gunn coming back in here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which Brian will tell you what that OSJ stands for.
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That is right. Okay, listen. This was last year at the Second Half Expo, which is spelled out second. You spell out the word second, Half Expo. What was your experience
with
that?
It was phenomenal. It was incredible. There were so many resources there for people. I learned a lot, and I am begging my mother to go to Second Half Expo. So many resources there, and we're looking forward to being there, and we're going to do a breakout session.
Yes, you are.
It's going to be awesome.
And so you're going to be be giving out information that people would have to pay, you know, hundreds and maybe even thousands of dollars for, but you're going to be doing this at the breakout session at the Second Half Expo.
Yes, we are going to be giving people free consultations, walking them through, and every client's unique. That's what I love about
right.
this, is beginning a chance to build, start that conversation and get a plan in place. And we want to be everybody's estate planning attorney, but if they have one, great, they can continue to use that. Mm-hmm. But we just want to help answer questions.
You're just educating.
Yeah, because there's a lot. We feel so passionate about this idea and this concept of estate planning. It's for everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs this. And if we can just help people kind of get started on that process, remove some of the mystery or the shroud or even the, I mean, people Google search all the time, but there's a lot of bad /
yes.
wrong information out there. So we just want to help people through that process.
And you guys are the real deal. We pretty much vet everyone that goes into the Oklahoma Senior Journal and is at the expo. We want them to not only just look at the bottom line, but you guys look at the actual individual, and that's what I love about you.
Yeah, we enjoy that. That's kind of what our whole firm is based on. Baltimore Slow is a total firm for people that are going through all stages of life, and so it's kind of it starts with our leadership, and that really is plugged into who we are and maintained. It's one of our corporate cultures that we thrive on, is taking care of the individual clients and people that walk through our doors.
Right. And Angel Myers, who is my director of business expansion, her daughter at the time, she's 24 now, but she was 23, and she was in there with her husband just videoing. And she was like, oh, my word, I had no idea. She was wanting to do it at her age.
And yes, I think that's great. And probably, if I had to guess, I bet she's wanting her mom to get it done.
Yes,
hey, Mom, give this gift to me so I don't have to go through all these headaches that are out there.
Yeah, that's she's exactly like, Mom, you have to do it. Yeah.
That's
she
right.
very much was very serious about it. And so Baltimore Slow is going to be in the next issue of the Oklahoma Senior Journal. They're at least going to do a one-page or two-page article. They will be explaining things through the article. And I know my seniors and the adult children of seniors read this magazine from cover to cover. If not online, you're reading it in person. So we will have more information for you through the Oklahoma Senior Journal's next issue, and that'll be our 31st year.
That's impressive.
Which
that's
is incredible.
A long time.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Started when I was 12.
Or yeah.
As far as you know.
Sorry, I'm starting. You were 1 year old, of course. Right.
1 year old. So is there anything else you want to cover? I really like, if those are the basics from the probate versus trust, what are some of the complex types of planning, what you do?
That's right. So each client that walks in our door is unique. A lot of our clients come in and we don't have complex estates, and it's modest, but it's important to them, and that makes it important to us. And so that can be a will and a trust and a power of attorney and a medical power of attorney. But some of our clients come in and we uncover some facts about their family, uncover some facts about them that really makes us do some what we call complex planning. And at a high level, one of the ones that's most important to me is special needs trust. I have a special needs sister, and I grew up cutting my teeth in the estate planning world, drafting a trust for my sister when her parents, my parents, aren't here to take care of her. How does this trust work? Who's going to do what? When do they take step A? When do they take step B? How's this machine really going to work when they're not here? And so I love drafting those special needs trusts because it's near and dear to my heart. And I see the challenge that people that are on government benefits and how they want to protect those benefits, how they need to take proactive steps. And it really bothers me when people lose government benefits because they didn't take time to draft a special needs trust for their loved one.
Well, my dad had dementia and Alzheimer's for 13 years. And so I made them prior to him getting advanced in the disease. I made Mom and Dad set up trust and a will and do a medical. Made such a difference.
It makes such a difference.
And so, my word, world of difference.
Right. And if you don't have that, you're running around like a chicken with your head cut off trying to get someone to listen to you and do what you try to be an advocate for your parents.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the other advanced planning or complex planning we do are charitable trusts for people that have a particular charity or group that they want to give to. We can get very creative with that. And, of course, we deal with taxable estates. You know, no one likes to pay taxes. And so people who are blessed enough to have estates over a certain dollar amount, right now in 2023, it's over $25 million. Mm-hmm. Anything over than that, we can help them take very basic steps to maximize their gift to their children and to minimize estate taxes. So we can get very creative with that. We have a lot of experience with taxable estates. And the other one we do that's right up your alley is a pet trust.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah, a lot of our clients, absolutely, they love their children and their family, but they really love their pets. And that's where they want to put their time and effort. So we do a lot of pet trust, helping to set up, again, peace of mind. Who's going to be the caregiver? Who's going to have the checkbook? Who's going to be in charge of taking care of the animals and maybe even the additional generations after that? I love the complex planning, whether it's special needs, charitable trust, taxable estates, or even pet trust.
Well, and I heard a statistic, and it's probably really what sprung me into action to do my trust, was that more than 50% of the families will put your dog at the pound.
Right.
If you don't have something in, like that.
Yeah, unless you get clear instructions and give them finances to take care of that, you're just leaving it all to chance.
So I've definitely done that. Tippy, shout out. Okay. We're taking another break, and we're going to come back. This is a wrap-up section when we come back. And so Brian Hill will give you a little more nuggets. And the main thing I want you to do is make sure you read their article in our next issue. Also, give them a call, which we're getting ready to give you that information, and see them at the Second Half Expo, October the 21st, between 8:30 and 2. So we'll be right back here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which I love the way you say.
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's right. Here on Freedom 96.9 FM. So the song that brings us in is from Rod Stewart, and he's a senior himself. The song is Forever Young. Doing this, the estate planning, literally helps you live longer in a correct way.
I think so. I think it can speed up your peace of mind as you get ready for this and make sure that you have your doctors set out whom you want to be making decisions for you. If you have particular doctors you like or specialists that you like, you can be very specific as you build out your plan.
Hit us with a couple of things.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that we have a lot of clients come in for, and they build these trusts, or they come to us and they're not really sure where to start, we mix the plan and their assets together. And part of that is called funding with assets. So people have all these assets, whether it's their house or their car or their furniture or jewelry, any of those pieces. Making sure you have the right title on those things is important. A lot of people try to do things like joint tenancy with right of survivorship, or we talked earlier about a transfer on death. Mm-hmm. And those are all shortcuts that can work, but we don't want to follow those too much. And so whether it comes to an IRA or life insurance or anything like that, when you name who your beneficiaries are, you really need to understand the implications and not just name everybody or not just name your trust. You really need to think through the beneficiaries of those different institutions, whether it's IRAs or life insurance.
Okay. Well, give us how we get a hold of you. I know I can hear my audience now going, how do we get a hold of them?
Well, we would love to hear from anybody, and especially your audience is great. So our website is www.bml.law.
Okay.
So it's www.bml.law. Facebook, it's facebook.com/BallMorseLow.
Will you spell Ball More Slow?
So it's BallMorseLowe. So again, our website is probably the best way, www.bml.law. And our phone number is 405-701-5355.
One more time for people that their pencil broke.
I know, or their favorite pen ran out. That happens to me all the time. So 405-701-5355. And so we have a great process where we do a free consultation for clients that call in and understand if they are a good fit for us and we're a good fit for them. And it's no cost to them. They can come in and talk to an attorney on the phone and get a plan started and get a feel for some of the costs. Mm-hmm. Now, we'll narrow that down as time goes on, but it's a great resource. And our website is full of information.
Okay.
Pros and cons of will and a trust, the pros and cons of estate planning or not estate planning, and how to reach out to us. So it's fantastic.
Thank you so much for being on today, Brian.
Well, thank you for having us.
Basket of information.
Well, thank you for having us on. We're really excited to partner up at the Second Half Expo and Oklahoma Senior Journal. We're just an honor to be here with you today.
Yes.
I really enjoyed it. And I hope your listeners got something from this.
Oh, they have.
So thank you.
I certainly have. Thank you so much. And we are heading down the road on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which Brian likes to tell us stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's right. Here on Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll see you next week.